Hi, this is Craig Taylor. I'm just facilitating a lunch and learn session with some of my colleagues, and they've done a great exercise where they've actually defined what they think e-learning is made up of. And I'm looking at, obviously you can't see this, a huge montage of post-its using lots and lots of different examples of how technology can all together form up the word e-learning. I've asked them to select one of those post-its that they didn't understand or had never heard of. They've had about 10 or 15 minutes to research it, and this is what they came up with.
I selected Google Reader, and basically it's just an application where you can collate all your online articles of interest. I believe this could be used at Bupa International, maybe on a home page to collate stuff of interest that would update daily, maybe.
Okay, so I looked at Wordle, and Wordle's application, internet-based application, that takes a piece of text and creates a visual representation of that text using the words that are in the text by making the words that are mentioned more frequently bigger. Also looked at Tuxedo, which does the same but turns it into a nice pretty picture. So I'm thinking for Bupa International, it would be good to maybe look at trends through the internet, get a word cloud on the homepage, see who's talking about what more often, and I need to remember to breathe. Thank you.
Thank you.
I looked at SlideShare, and it turns out SlideShare is basically YouTube for slides, and it could be used, I think, if you were trying to take a bunch of people on a conference call, for example, and you didn't have a webinar facility. You have it published on SlideShare, and it's easy. You don't run into all the usual file size type problems you might have.
I looked at Twitter, which is obviously a social networking site where you can share information in 140 characters or less. For Bupa International, one way that we could use it is what a previous company has done. We did tweet the manager sessions, whereby customer could tweet us and somebody would come back with an answer to them fairly quickly, build the brand and enhance the offering.
I looked at Twitter as well, which is the information network connecting you to what you find interesting and the latest stories and ideas and opinions, and it's how to get to the go-to person within seconds for any subject you care to think of. In Bupa, not so much Bupa International, I thought it'd be great to use for approvals. I get stuck in approvals for projects all the time. Why don't we use Twitter and make it a 30-second thing rather than a five-day SLA?
And if all else fails, then you'll be able to get a job, I think, marketing Twitter.
Yeah. I was looking at mobile performance support. I don't think it's necessarily a specific application. It's more about how our learners can get support when they need it and wherever they are. So it could be on a mobile device, it could be on their laptop, it could be on their iPad or anything like that. It's short and sweet. It could be that we're sending people texts, or they're able to use their phone to get certain information up, maybe about products or systems that they could use to help them with their daily role.
I was looking at Sparkle, which is a completely unique way to create engaging animated videos quickly and easily. And you don't need technical or design expertise, which is good for me. But you can design things by bringing things to life. So illustrations bring them to life. And I think we could use them for some of our more dull and not so engaging mandatory e-learning that we may do, and I think that could be used for all our new staff.
That's all, folks.